أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله
The Quran has for us completely told us the reason for nifaq, hypocrisy. This is a disease of the heart. And in the same way, all of the other diseases, we have other diseases that are internal diseases, and the root of those diseases is the heart. Just like physical illnesses, sicknesses, diseases, they emanate from the stomach of a person. That's the root cause of many sicknesses. In the same way, spiritual diseases, the root of all of these is the heart. The heart. So if the heart of a person is in control, if the heart is protected, if it is kept safe and secure, then consider that inshallah that person is saved from all sicknesses. Islam, iman is protected and he departs this world nicely. But if he doesn't protect the heart, that person, if he doesn't control the heart, that person, then in that the person will find very severe sicknesses in the heart, like shirk and nifaq and the other sicknesses and deficiencies that we find in people. So this, the Quran is making us understand and telling us that what we need to do is save ourselves from these sicknesses. If we protect our hearts, then we can be saved. We can be saved. Now, the situation that we understand now, that we are realizing, is that nifaq, hypocrisy, to be saved from nifaq, which is a very bad sickness, a bad illness, that close to qiyamah, as the days get closer to the day of judgment, the people, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they will increase in number, in population. Hypocrisy. People think that Mahdi alayhi salam, when he comes, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he comes, that he'll come at that time when the conditions will be around us, that in the world the population of munafiqs will increase. People who call themselves Muslim, who say they are believers, but they are not Muslims, the Quran says. They are different. They are separate. In other words, their feeling, their emotion, their belief, just like the Quran has stated. The biggest sign of nifaq has been mentioned in the Quran, which is, we should remember easily. We should memorize this. If we want to depart this world safely, nicely, then we need to understand the biggest sign of the hypocrite, which should be ingrained in our minds and thoughts so we can ward it off. That the munafiq will be ahead from everybody in praying, ready for salah, ready for umrah, ready for hajj, ready for physical actions, ready for conferences, ready for marches, ready for shouting slogans. But wherever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sharia and sunnah is spoken about, then immediately the direction will change. Their focus will change and they'll make excuses, put forward excuses and reasons. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that they are liars, yakdhibun. Their excuses are lies, their salah is a lie, their ilm is a lie, their Quran is a lie, their hifz is a lie, their tafsir commentary is a lie, their dhikr is a lie, their piety so-called is a lie. Everything that they ascribe to themselves, yakdhibun, Allah said, they're liars. Yes, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, if they're honest and good, if Sharia and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sunnah, if they accept it, embrace it, implement it, then Alhamdulillah, all of these things, they show the different grouping. You'll get a true Sufi, a liar Sufi. Who is the liar Sufi? Who does not care about Sharia and Sunnah? Who doesn't care? You'll find the honest Sheikh Peer and the false Peer Sheikh. What's the difference? That the Sheikh who does not adhere to the Sharia and Sunnah is a liar. And you'll find the truthful scholar and the liar scholar or dishonest scholar. Who's the dishonest scholar? Who, with regards to the Sharia and Sunnah, he doesn't accept, doesn't respect. You'll find a false hafidh, the liar hafidh. You'll find the false scholar, alim. You'll find the false qari, liar qari. You'll find the false sheikh. So the recognition of truth and dishonesty, false and reality, the Quran explains. So this is such a big deception. For this it's essential. It's essential that the human being, what he needs to do, he needs to save himself from hypocrisy. And Allah has given the methodology for being saved from hypocrisy. One way, which is to protect one's heart. Whoever has protected his heart, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that person, what we call islah nafs, islah of the nafs, rectification of the nafs, tarbiyah, tazkiyah, all these are names of protecting the heart. Protecting the heart. So that person becomes successful. He is saved. Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, when he comes, he will come to oppose these people. These are the people with whom he'll have opposition and he will dispute. And these people will be eliminated. Hazrat Isa, alayhi salam, will come for these people. Because they are dangerous, they are hidden, they are the worst. The person who doesn't have faith, he is visible, apparent. But these people are the worst who give pain to Islam. And Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come and sort them out first. And align them first. Eliminate them first. And correct their Islam. This is the quarrel, isn't it? Today people say that this is the qawm waiting. Yeah, they say, oh, when Imam Mahdi will come, we'll be successful. When's he coming? Imam Mahdi, they remember him the most. The hypocrites, they consider that they'll play games with him and trick him. There'll be money and funds, and with their games and tricks and their funds and their wealth, they'll overwhelm and influence Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Astaghfirullah. How can this be? This will be the real competition with these people, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And he will come at that time when these, the munafiqeen, when they'll be at their peaks, at their heights, they will have increased. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, via the Quran, given us a message that correct your hearts to be saved. That correct your heart, just like if we keep our stomach healthy, then all the sicknesses and illnesses that will protect our body. If we correct our hearts, then all the spiritual sicknesses will be removed. That's it, we can be saved from that. So now, the Quran gives nasiha, and alongside it, it gives the cure as well. It's not that the Quran has said this and it doesn't give the cure. Alongside that, when the Quran gives a deficiency, highlights a sickness, it gives the cure. This is the style of the Quran. Wherever the hukam comes, the instruction comes, it gives the physical solution. It gives the cure, the remedy for the deficiency, for the protection of the heart. The first action is what? What should a person do? What does the Quran say with regards to this? Allah's Nabi, Prophet, is constructing the Kaaba, the Baytullah, and whilst he's doing that, he's doing dua to Allah.
والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam were constructing, making the Kaaba. Whilst they were doing that, they said, requested to Allah that Allah populate this masjid, make such a leader and imam from amongst us who can populate and come to your home. And after that, three things the two prophets alayhi salam are doing dua. They said, Allah, please also give us a kitab, a book, and alongside that, Allah, give us the meaning, the commentary of that book, and tell us all the hidden secrets, that what is the reality, so that we can teach and educate and our Mawla, subhanAllah. And our Mawla, alongside this, in this, subhanAllah, that give us the meaning of this kitab, and for our purification, totally he brings the uloom, the knowledge, the how, the in the heart we need to bring the purity and the understanding so that we can clean our hearts. So three things here, subhanAllah. The three things that ask Allah, from Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the dunya with these three things, subhanAllah. One is the kitab, our sustainer raised up from the midst of our offspring, an apostle from among themselves who shall convey the message. So the kitab, and then the impart unto them revelation as well as wisdom. The wisdom is sharia and his sunnah. And alongside that, and cause them to grow in purity. Wal hikmat wa yuzakihim. And Allah, we need purity, so that they can grow in purity. We need a sincere and pure heart and batin. And that tariqah, that knowledge, the Holy Prophet ﷺ also brought with him. So three things, subhanAllah. He came with the kitab, wa yuallimuhumul kitab, wal hikmata wa yuzakihim. Oh Allah, sent from offspring an apostle who will come with your messages, kitab, and wisdom, the sharia and sunnah, and alongside that he continued to clean their hearts, purify their hearts. Three functions. So in other words, the Holy Prophet ﷺ explained to us these three functions, the three things he taught us. And the third one is to clean the heart. What do we need to do? Yes, so for purity, for purifying and cleaning the heart, what is needed? Tazkiyah. Purification, tazkiyah of the heart, qalb. First thing. This is called islah. Islah of nafs, rectification of the nafs, improvement of the heart. The Quran, the first thing is told us to do this, it's explained that the best and first cure, the best and first cure, which is tazkiyah, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wa qunu ma'as sadiqeen. What is that? The first step of purity, it is company, sohbat, company. The first lesson that the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave was with his blessed company. The whole of the companions, they didn't have ilm, no knowledge, no madrasa, no kitabs, nothing. The most important thing that purified them for decades of idol worshipping, alcohol, they killed their children when they sat in the blessed, honorable company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then subhanAllah, their hearts were shining, radiating till the heavens, skies, the nur, the light from their hearts would spread and reach. SubhanAllah. So the first step, so when we learn the three things that Nabi Sallam brought, the Quran, the Hikmah, his Sunnah, and wa yuzakim, he purified the hearts. So first step in purification is unum as-sadiqeen, company of the righteous, pure and pious people. So here we are in the lesson that if you want to be saved from nifaq, a major sin, the first step to be saved from nifaq is that we will need to take steps in our lives. We'll need to protect our heart. And the first step, number one, lesson number one in protecting the heart is the company of the wali Allah, company of the righteous, honest person. Qunu ma'as sadiqeen. Lesson number one of purity. Yes? So purity is one of the three functions, essentials that Rasulullah taught the ummah. And step number one of purity is company of the pious. So we should have passion and intention that I want to rectify myself. This verse, these verses we're reading, we're hearing about nifaq. But we see, so our hearts should shake and yearn for learning. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given us the path. So immediately the person in his heart, if the effect has taken place with regards to the akhirah, we should be saved. Otherwise we'll be in a very bad way. So his first action should be that he should make solid intention that I want to do my islah. No other intention. I want to rectify myself. This is lazim. If his intention is not correct and pure, it doesn't matter how many years he's sitting in the wali Allah's company, awli Allah, but it will not have any effect on him if his intention is not pure. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, only that person could not benefit from the holy and honorable company of Rasulullah ﷺ because his niyyah was not correct. Like Abu Jahl was Abu Jahl. So how can we take benefit from the wali Allah if our niyyah is not clean? Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, in his first sahih, he put the hadith of niyyah intention, the first chapter, and when he ended the Bukhari, he ended with Dhikrullah. Niyya and Dhikrullah, because he was a great wali of Allah, and he was spreading the deen, a great kitab. Allah Ta'ala enabled him to record Sahih al-Bukhari Sharif. So look his style, that everything a person attains is based on his intentions, niyya. Yes, his will. So what we need to think first, I want to do my salah. Apart from that, we should have no desire for any worldly material thing. When you go to a waliullah's company for islah, rectification, improvement, if you have 1% worldly intention, that all life long you can sit in his company, but there'll be no benefit, zero benefit. Remember this. So you should go with a niyya intention, I want to do my islah, rectification. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then guides that person. And after doing niyyah, do dua to Allah. Allah, give me the guide. After making the niyyah, Allah, I want to rectify myself. I want to improve myself. I want guidance. Allah Ta'ala will direct that, take that person. Because Allah said in the Quran Himself, rectify yourself, improve yourself, get the guidance. Allah has given the tariqah, that go to the righteous people, kunum as-sadiqin, the honest people. And when we go there, we correct our niyyah, and then we've done dua to Allah. Then there's nothing, there's no delay. Allah Ta'ala will open up the path somehow or other. Allah Ta'ala will take you to the company of the Wali of Allah. And the sign of the Wali Allah is this, that when Allah Ta'ala takes you to his friend, that your heart will attach to his heart. You'll feel compatibility. And you will have a desire to be in that person's company. You'll have love for that person, and you'll start to attain peace, contentment. So that dua you are reciting, the Allah for my islah, I need a guide, a person. So Allah has given you that person. That's it. That's it. So for this, you don't need to use any other measurement tool. First, measure your niyyah. Do I want islah? Do I want to improve myself as a human being and rectification? I have no intention of worldly things when I go to the company. Allah, I just wanted islah. After that, Allah, I ask you, I request you, Allah Ta'ala sent me to this person who is his wali, and the sign that he's a wali is so easy that inside your heart you'll get peace, contentment, and you'll start to understand his words and his what he is saying. Because the thing that you wanted, that thirst of yours will start to be quenched with his company. So when you are in that feeling and emotion in his company, then alhamdulillah, that teaches for you. Allah Ta'ala selected him for you and sent him you to his company. So the company of that person in minutes, seconds, alhamdulillah, seconds, that the big diseases of the heart you'll be protected from. The solution will have come. Why? Why? Because the heart, it is a unique organ. If we don't look after it, it can end up in a bad way. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, he stated that I heard from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this hadith in Sahih Muslim.
Qala samitu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqulu turadu al-fitnati ala qulub fayyi qalbi yashtabiha naqitut fihi naqtun sawda.
He said that, look, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that fitnas, the challenges, the tribulations that will come to the heart, and this is the day and age, may Allah forgive, I will say that can there be a worse generation than this, era than this? Leave it. The fitan, the trials, the challenges, the tests, the questions, they will come to the hearts of people, and they will attack the heart, because it's the heart that affects a person, isn't it? So fitna will go to where it wants to fulfill its function. So it wants to affect the heart first. So the fitnas, the challenges, the negativities, they will attack the heart of the person. Allahu Akbar. And that heart, where you see the fitan, when the negativities come, then what is the effect? That heart which accepts negative things, and he mixes with the negative things, with the wrong things, with the unlawful things, that heart which has not been protected, safeguarded, that heart which is not stopping itself from going towards wrong, the Rasulullah says, told us that fitna will go and attach itself to the heart. Tuck. Yes, and it will make that heart dark. Fitnas, sins, wrong actions, unlawful, munkar. So that person's heart will be attacked by fitna, and it will affect that heart. And Allah's Nabi said that the fitna, the wrong will go into his heart. He's not protected his heart, and he has not prepared properly to safeguard his heart. So the fitna will go to his heart, and it will make his heart black, dark. And on top of that, that heart which heart rejects the fitna, doesn't allow it to come, doesn't want to, it wards off the evil and it wards off the wrong, subhanallah, then what will happen to that heart? The heart that rejects the fitna, due to that, the Holy Prophet says, the nur will come into the heart, a beautiful illumination, radiation will come into his heart, subhanallah, because that heart was being protected, just like Allah Ta'ala said, that protect your heart, and he was in the company of a wali of Allah, continuously. So he saved his heart, he did dua, Allah wanted salah. Just like we are, after listening, this is a hadith of Sahih Muslim that I'm presenting to you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu has given us all of the deen, the whole lifestyle. So if somebody protects himself, he sits in the company of a wali of Allah, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said that that heart will reject fitna, that heart will reject evil and wrong. Just like fitnas are descending today, but those people who have good niyyah, good intention, and go into the company of the wali Allah, he has niyyah of islah. Remember, from thousands, one true disciple, devotee, results from a sheikh's gathering. Because niyyah is not correct. People get bayah, they learn dhikr, they hear the words, but their niyyah is not for rectification. Then they go towards islah, their heart is not being controlled. But the person who comes to the sheikh's company properly, I want to do islah, rectification. He who makes proper niyyah and intention, then due to his solid and proper intention, then he is prepared to leave all of the wrongs. Because then the sacrifices come, isn't it? He's prepared to listen to all of the words of the sheikh and to stop haram. Nothing will stop him from leaving the forbidden things. Clearly and openly, he will leave the wrong things because he's made niyyah. I want to do the right thing. For example, you make an intention, I want to do this task, duty, doesn't matter how many obstacles comes, you will overcome them and do that task. So the person who makes the right niyyah, he'll have to leave this haram, leave this unlawful action, there'll be loss. No. I'm not going to think like that. Whoever's the right intention, I've seen in my lives that people for millions of pounds of interest, riba, people have left people in the bank. They said that you're throwing the interest money on the ground. He said, no, I've made niyyah, I want to be corrected. And my niyyah was made correct, I've got the power and energy, I'm prepared to leave all haram now. And those people whose niyyah is not correct, then the deception, delusion, munafiqs, even if they go to the wali Allah's company, even there they are munafiqs because they yakdibun. So first, correct the niyyah, intention. Those who have the right intention, they are in protection. They've safeguarded. They will reject the fitna. Doesn't matter if the most evil of generations, that when Dajjal generation will come, is the worst and severest era of fitna. They'll show magic and people be lost in his magic. Oh, he's reached. He's high grade. Look at the miracles he's done. Amazing. Because fitna, evil will spread. Nobody will see Sharia, Sunnah. Does he have it? Does he practice it? Every heart will accept his words. This is the era of Dajjal. Dajjal will do all actions that they'll accept, except that person who will not accept Dajjal, who has sat and taken the company of the Wali of Allah with the honest niyyah intention. I'm telling you this time and time again, that every murid, do not think that every murid who sits with a kamil wali, that every murid will become kamil. No, this is not the case. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you sent in his sohbat, everybody will become siddiq. There were other people, Abu Jahl, Utba, and other people who jahils who wandered around here and there, but they could not become the true good people. But when a person comes with the right niyyah, he becomes Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. That is how great a human being a person can become. That they used to, for example, travel thousands of miles to see the truth. I'm seeking, I need the true prophet. Thousands of difficulties and barriers he overcame as a Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. Look at his life story, his history. He wanted true, honest, sincere Islam. He rejected things, overcame the barriers, the obstacles. He came from Faris, Persia. When he arrived and he came to the Holy Prophet's court and he came to his blessed company, in the first sight he gave himself, said, this is what I came for. This is what I was seeking, the Holy Prophet's blessed company. But his niyyah is needed. If the niyyah is not correct, you can sit there all year, all life long, but you won't be successful. So the heart, which has the right niyyah, intention, that will succeed. But not with the right niyyah. So the right niyyah and passion, it will not accept wrong. And Allah Ta'ala will inject a beautiful light into the heart. That as long as the heaven and the earth is present, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that before Qiyamah, until Qiyamah, as long as the earth and the heavens are present, no fitna, no evil, no wrong can give loss to this person. This is due to that heart being in the company of the Wali of Allah. When a person has true, sincere niyyah intention and he sits in the company of the friend of Allah, no evil can affect him, no wrong can affect him, no trials can affect him. Doesn't matter even if he's in the day and age of Dajjal. These will be the people who will join with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, those with the right and honest niyyah, who are those who sit in the company of the awliyaullah. This will be those people who they will join with Mahdi alayhi salam, and they will eliminate the munafiqeen, they will eliminate hypocrisy. No, people say that he should come quickly, they'll be happy so they can trick him as well, give him some money and funds and make him pleased. So he stated that the heavens and the earth, as long as they are present, no fitna, no evil, no wrong will be able to affect that true, sincere and pure heart. That as long as the earth and heavens are present, in other words the world is present before Qiyamah, nothing will affect him. Allahu Akbar. And further, that heart which has accepted the wrong, that heart which is not protected, nor did he sit in the good company, nor did he try that he should do something for his heart, he should go to a wali of Allah. Then he stated, what will that be? That person, Allahu Akbar. Ajib, unique example. That he'll be like, you know, the broken crockery. Yes, for example, you know the crockery that nothing goes into it, it's upside down. Upside down, the crockery. And he'll be like an upside down plate. And no good deed will he accept. It won't even enter into the vessel of his heart. His capability will have been diminished. His desire, his intention. For example, he'll do wrong actions. The good, pious actions he will not accept. Where will he implement and accept the Sharia and Sunnah? He'll speak against it. The heart that's not protected. He will not accept wrong as wrong. Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated this. Subhanallah. This will be the sign of that person. For example, he will not say that wrong is wrong. Rather, what will that person be? What will that heart be? The munafiq. Allahu Akbar. For those people, that he will be like a bubble of nafs. And he will float around with the desires of his base desires. And he will be like an upside down plate vessel into which nothing can go to benefit the himself or whoever, anyone else. Nor will he consider wrong as wrong, nor will he consider good as good. And he will just run after, hasten after evil and wrong. So tell me how essential and severely we are in need. So when a person arrives to the company of the Wali Allah, قُونُ مَا الصَّادِقِينَ, soon as a person arrives to the company of the Wali Allah, his heart will be protected and he will accept the right things. Why? Because the company of the Wali Allah, what does a person attain from the company of the Wali Allah? I'm not telling you theoretical things from books, I'm telling you the experiences of my life, that the company of the Wali Allah, what does a person attain? We read kitabs and books, and we have examples, but the enjoyment is that that person tells you who has experienced in his life these things. Today thousands of people will be listening to my words. Alhamdulillah, we're reading the Quran. They'll be listening and they'll listen to every word of mine. And I am here with you, I'm witness, and I give you the witness experience of this point. That I in my life, for my islah, for my rectification, I was in a bad state, in a bad way, in a difficult way. For example, the Quran is being recited in front of you, and if I hear something, then the passion will come into my heart that I am living the wrong life. If somebody is listening, that what's the difference between me and the munafiq, the hypocrites? And I say I'm a Muslim, but all of my actions are wrong. Into the opposite. So then suddenly, the first action that I did, I strengthened my intention that Allah, I need my salah. In the darkness, this speech, in a room alone, Alhamdulillah. I'm not telling you events from books, I'm telling you my own personal, I'm sharing you my personal experience, my own witness statement, so that you can get strength of iman from what you're hearing. So the first thing, I corrected my niyyah, I want islah, rectification. I had no need for dunya, worldly things. I'll go to the wali Allah's company, then this will happen, and I'll become a peer, and then I'll take bayah, and then I'll run a khanqa institute, and I will earn money, and have murids and students. Allahu Akbar. No. Fear of Allah was there, made intention, Allah, I'm finished, I'm gone, I'm a munafiq, I thought I was a Muslim. Now I've realized today what is the truth. Didn't take long, Alhamdulillah. Soon as I made this niyyah intention, then I did dua, and third, Allah Ta'ala opened the doors and the path. Where was I? Thousands of miles far away, and my sheikh was in a village in Gadai Sharif, Subhanallah. Asking, you have to ask, Allah will select, Allah will direct for that person. The first thing is, Allah Ta'ala, oh, I want a sheikh like this, and he should give big speeches, he should be a big shot scholar, and learned, ilm, I'll go there. And somebody asks me, whose murid are you? And I say, oh, I'm a student of that sheikh. I say, oh, is it that your sheikh, that scholar? No, this is not the game. If you want to ask, ask. I'm talking about tasawwuf and tazkiyah, brothers. You have to ask Allah, then leave to Allah. Allah is the one who will give to you what He wants to give you. It's Allah's selection. Subhanallah. It's Allah's selection. Thousands of miles away. For example, if I get somebody who's thousands of miles away without ilm, knowledge, but one thing, he should be a kamil shaykh. Even if he doesn't know hadith or Quran, he should be a complete shaykh. Allah Ta'ala will give to you according to your need. Subhanallah. This is all experience. This happened with me. Alhamdulillah. So the third thing is what? That I explained to you is that I had no link, no standard, no worldly connection. So as soon as I met Hazrat Sahib, my dear Sheikh, then the third thing is that Allah Ta'ala selected, I had the right knee and the desire, Allah Ta'ala put love into my heart, because without love you cannot succeed. So a person who does not have love with his Sheikh Peer, then that shop, that business does not run. So the first thing that you have to have, because I'm talking about tazkiyah according to the Quran, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ, we need to think about this. So the first important thing is that when you're in the company of the Shaykh, will be love will generate in your heart, not fake love, true love. That subhanAllah, the Quran has given the example of the love of Rasulullah, that everything, your love will increase, and then you'll be willing to give up things for that individual, the teacher, because it's love for Allah and it's love for the deen. Yes, that for example, you will not want any of your actions to cause pain to his heart. Maybe if your sheikh, even if he puts you through severe tests and challenges, never should you have negative thoughts against your sheikh. Never should you leave the company of your sheikh. Never think bad. Not that when you go, and the munafiq will never succeed. You have to have the right, sincere niyam. That for example, he'll take the hand of the sheikh. Wherever you are, sheikh, that's where I am. End of story. I will not step back now. I will not step back. Allah Ta'ala, this is how He gives His love to human beings. This is how the hearts are saved. Otherwise, to be saved from nifaq, is it some simple thing? Oh, I'll read the Quran and be saved from hypocrisy. I'll hear speeches and read hadith. Can a person with these be saved from nifaq? To be saved from nifaq, this is what you need. Even if you're a big muhaddith, big alim, scholar, you could be a mufassir of Quran, hadith scholar of the hadith. Yes, muhaddith, if you don't learn this ilm of tasawwuf, then your speech and your tafsir and your ilm, all of this is a lie. That's why we need to look at our akabirin, look at the examples of their lives. These great personalities who are from amongst our pious predecessors, and every one of our pious predecessors had the link with the sheikh, with the tikh, and he did his islah. And after doing the islah, is that today we have realized that we are alims. Before this, we think now, we know, we have come to realize that we were not scholars. We were the worst jahil, ignorant people, because that ilm, that was yakdibun, it was false. But today the light has come into our hearts, just like the hadith I shared with you, that when the light comes, what a light, that as long as the earth and the heavens are present, no fitna, evil, wrong can affect our heart. When this understanding was generated in the hearts, then you hear their names today. Great, great history. Our qabirin, they are named and mentioned, they are recognized. Subhanallah. So you think that the great fame and recognition was due to their tafsirs and kitabs and books? No. This status they attained via the sohbat of the sheikh, the company of the sheikh, tazkiyah. So Allah Ta'ala gave them this rank and status due to that. Their kitabs today we read, their words we share and mention, we see great personalities, great, great mashaykh. They used to write before getting bayah, before tazkiyah, they used to give speeches, taqareer. But they said that was all a waste, it was due to nafs and desires. Now our eyes are open, I'm telling you their statements, I'm not speaking about myself. Such great shaykhs from amongst our akabirin. So today's maulana and alim, scholar, sufi, and after graduating from the madrasa, and he thinks he's the greatest scholar and greatest muhaddith, subhanallah. What about the tazkiyah? The akabirin, if you look at their history, that we had great ilm, knowledge that we are reading, the hadith we're reading, due to whom we got ilm and knowledge, due to their blessings and for use. The ulama haq, the true scholars they became. How did they become the true scholars? Via their kitabs, via their books, via teaching hadith? No, they said themselves, that we went into the company of a sheikh and we did tazkiyah of our soul and tafsir of the heart and cleaning the heart. That's why no fitna, no evil. Rasulullah ﷺ promised that as long as the heavens and the earth are present, no fitna, evil will affect the heart, that person's heart. That's why even if you're living in the era of evil and wrong, at that time there was wrong. That was great fitna there was at that time. How did they challenge the fitnas? Innovation, shirk and wrong. Allah knows that what our pious predecessors had to witness and go through to save the deen, and they revived the sharia and the sunnah. Yes? Yes, because they had learnt the sharia and the sunnah in the company of the sheikh, and hypocrisy had been eliminated. So I was telling you my experience, subhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So the love of my sheikh came into my heart. So Sheikh Kamil, the Kamil Sheikh, what happens first then? The first nasiha of Hazrat Sahib that I'm telling you, the Sheikh Kamil, the true Kamil Sheikh's Wali of Allah, his first lesson, Kutub al-Aktab, Shamtul Hadaya, Mushkul Insaniya. Yes, Rajul Awla, Sunnatul Awliya, Sayyid Aqida, Mulana Muhammad, Hazrat Ali Murtada, Rahmatul Ali. I'm speaking about him to you. Great Sheikh. Yes, great Sheikh. First meeting I had with my dear Sheikh. The first meeting, he explained immediately how to purify the heart. He placed the soul in front of me totally, completely. He said that this is the first nasiha I'm giving to you, first advice in our first meeting. First thing he said is what? The Faruqi Sahab, that do dhikr in high quantity, come I will teach you dhikr. Number one, subhanallah. Number two, that this is your first meeting with you. This is my in the writing in the maktubat of Hazrat Sahib, in the first letter the Hazrat Sahib wrote to me. Subhanallah. This is cool how a Sheikh Kamil takes the student. Yes, look at the animal and how the animal is made into a human being and the company, how it transforms the person if he goes with Niyah. So what did Hazrat Sahib say? Hazrat Sahib, what did he say? The Faruqi Sahib, the do dhikr in abundance. I will teach you dhikr, do dhikr in abundance. Kathira, number two. Now look, now nifaq is coming out, hypocrisy is disappearing, and love of Rasulullah is coming into the heart. Subhanallah. The heart is being embedded with the love of Rasulullah and nifaq, hypocrisy is coming out. That's the lesson number two. In your earning, eating, drinking, your sleeping, buying, selling, your ma'mulat, in your ma'asharat, societal life, in your manners, in your ibadat, in your appearance, in your lifestyle, in your life methods, in every action of yours, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's following and obedience should be present. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. Subhanallah. That the complete, total solution for hypocrisy, nifaq. Hazrat Sahib taught me lesson two, that purified nifaq from the heart, that he immersed me in the lifestyle, in the sunnah of Rasulullah. Lesson one, do dhikr in abundance, your heart will come into control. With the dhikr of Allah, it will become enlightened. Then when the nur will come, the light will come, nifaq will come out, and you replace that with what? Ishqe Rasulullah, the love of Rasulullah. Every action of yours in life, eating, drinking, sleeping, buying, selling, mu'amulat, giving, taking, ma'ashara, society, akhlaq, manners, characteristics, your appearance, your lifestyle method, everything should be in accordance to the Prophet ﷺ's style. This is sharia, this is sunnah. Not just saying, oh, I'm implementing sunnah, sharia, and you make a good face of the sunnah with imam, oh, I'm a lover of Rasulullah. No, that's not enough. The Shaykh, he advises the total of life, that in no action should you follow the guidance apart from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever you keep in your life against the sharia, then you cannot become the wali Allah, and you can never go into paradise. Whether you're eating, drinking, society, akhlaq, manners, ibadat, worship, home, outside, family, running a business, in everything your guidance is due to what? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed sunnah and sharia. That should guide you. That should guide you. And the third thing I understood is that through this alone, you will not get complete solution. That in one sitting after giving bayah, Hazrat Sahib opened my heart, alhamdulillah, and filled it with light and transformed me from the animal state to the pure and proper human being. Subhanallah. The thing that he gave me nasiha, he taught me, that's it. If you leave this, then nifaq, munafiq, hypocrisy. And if you disobey or leave the instructions of your sheikh, that I shouldn't have an appearance like this, or a lifestyle like this, or my character shouldn't be like this, or my giving and taking, or my business is haram. No, Everything you have to implement the right time, same time. If you take a dive at any time and allow the hole to come with a leak so that you contaminate that deen, then you will fail. That's what we call deen. That's what all lifelong a person has to make sacrifices to improve himself. And this is why we need determination and courage. It is stated that dhikr of Allah Hazrat Sahib gave to enlighten the heart, to give courage and determination. And the third thing, the Hazrat Sahib said, that after this, number one, dhikr of Allah, two, sunnah of Rasulullah in all aspects of life, and third, love with the Shaykh, belief in the Shaykh, and extreme love and belief in the Shaykh. Why? Because if this is lacking, the third thing that Hazrat Sahib advised me, instructed me, that if this is lacking, your love and belief in your Shaykh, then the blessings and barakat will reduce, they'll end. What are the fuyuz? The blessings and the mercies that you want to attain. You want to eliminate nifaq. You want to earn the love of Rasulullah. All of these things are love of Rasulullah. And if you don't have these, this is nifaq. That heart which does not have these things, eating, drinking, up, down, buying, selling, going, society, environment, people you know, and your lifestyle, appearance, internal, external, if it's not according to the Rasulullah of Rasulullah, then that person who doesn't want that in his heart is a munafiq, total. And the person who has all these things in his life is a total, complete mu'min. So this is the difference between the mu'min and the munafiq. So Hazrat Sahib taught me the feeling, the emotion he created in the heart, that these things will benefit you at that time when the teacher, your shaykh, with your teacher, you should have love, aqeedah, belief totally 100%. Then you will attain the blessings and the mercies of these things, of dhikr, of the sunnah. Otherwise, that if you have all of these things, the invitation, the following of the sunnah, you'll start to get these. And if you don't have this, then you won't attain these things. And this is the journey of the salik. Was for the salik, all of the fares comes from the shaykh. This is the tasawwuf. This is the greatest point that we need to understand. That's how we can control our hearts, through the learnings of the tasawwuf, the subject of the tasawwuf. So my brothers, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. If we want to be saved from عذاب أليم, the painful doom, if we want to be saved from lying and deceiving, we don't want to be the deceivers, Allah, we don't want to be those who lie, we want to be true, honest, sincere mu'mins, then protect your heart. And to protect your heart, the tariqah has been given by the Quran, the prescription. Number one, have the right niyyah, intention, pray to Allah. Allah want to do a salah. Then Allah will give you a shaykh, the teacher. With your shaykh, you should have belief and love, itiqad, muhabbat on a high, high level. Whatever sabiq he gives to you, whatever lesson, apart from this, you will get nothing from a kamil shaykh. In your first lesson and the last lesson was the same. Till the last moment, first lesson was this, and the last final letter of Hazrat Sahib was the same. In the end, the conclusion, what did Hazrat Sahib say? Listen, the Faruqi Sahib, dhikr that I have given to you, the dhikr you were constructed, all of the feelings, emotions, and the rank, and the status you got, is for one reason, that Allah's ahkams, Allah's orders, Allah and His Rasul, their orders, instructions, so that it can be easy for you to implement the instructions, and to follow the sunnah and sharia of Rasulullah, so that you implement that, follow that, it becomes easy. That's why I taught you dhikr, because from dhikr, these things become easy, and your heart is protected. Subhanallah. Dhikr is not the objective, is stated. Dhikr is not the objective. What is the objective? That I wanted to give you a tarbiyah, tazkiyah. The objective of teaching you dhikr of the heart, by doing the dhikr of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instructions of Rasulullah sunnah, to implement them, follow them, it become easy, and to be 100% on them easy. He didn't say that I give you dhikr to become a kutub or a ghawth, etc. No, not at all. You make the niyyah, you came with the intention for your islah. I have implemented your islah, and for that I give you dhikr. Dhikr is such an action that Rasulullah said that everything has a cleaning agent, and the cleaning agent for the heart is dhikrullah. Subhanallah. So to clean your heart, to purify your heart, there's nothing better, more effective than dhikr of Allah. To protect the heart, there's nothing more than the heart. Who is saying this? Imam al-Anbiya, Raufur Rahim, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated this. Subhanallah. Dhikr of Allah is the cleaning agent for the heart. This is his statement sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So then, munafiq, why should a person be a munafiq? How can he die as a munafiq, hypocrite? Rasulullah has guaranteed that fitna and evil, wrong, will never come into your heart. Never. Subhanallah, it will never come towards your heart. Never come into your heart. So do dua, pray to Allah, supplicate to Allah. Allah, give us the tawfiq to work hard in this way. And we should protect our hearts and control our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Amen.